My name is Paul Sank, also known as Retso Greso of LifeNet Radio. We're talking with Dr. Sidney Lam. I'd like to engage you in a thought experiment that I think neurocognitive linguistics may be uniquely qualified to conduct. It's an extremely speculative question, but I intend to elicit the sort of speculation that a neurocognitive linguist might do. The question: people of a certain religious persuasion think of the collection of books they call the Bible as inspired by a being they call God. Just for the purpose of this experiment, let's take that premise as a given. So we have a chain of events that begins with this being called God and ends with a sacred text. Much of what happens in between occurs in the linguistic information system of the writer's brain. Call it science fiction if you prefer, but I'd like you to give us one or more plausible explanations. Maybe the spirit activates pathways in the conceptual system, and from there it's a routine matter of putting thoughts into words. Or, as a fundamentalist might say, maybe the spirit chooses the very words themselves, in which case we have the spirit activating pathways in the lexemic stratum. See where I'm going? Please pick up where I leave off.
Well, now that's a very intriguing and interesting question, and what I say might well be considered controversial. This is the kind of literature which a lot of people call inspired. Accepting your premise, this would involve channeling, is a modern term for it. In channeling, there's a spirit who gives information to the person. What you said in your speculation there makes a lot of sense, because in some forms of channeling, it seems that the information given is conceptual, and in others, it's the actual words. One other thing that we have to say is that if you look at this, we don't have a lot of good information on it. Although there is a book called Channeling, which I haven't read, but it's a whole book on this topic. But it seems likely that the kind of information that you get from people who channel, by the way, I knew one lady who's now deceased, they seem to get it in their right hemisphere, not the left hemisphere. That's where intuitive information often comes in. We don't really understand it, and we certainly can't say anything about it from a scientific point of view, because it's not scientifically understood yet. Maybe someday.
The thing that gets me about it is that whether you believe this stuff or not, neurocognitive linguistics is one of the few tools that you can investigate it with. I wouldn't imagine a generativist going after this kind of material.
I think that they would stay away from it completely, and they would just laugh. There's no way you could go at it, as far as I can tell, with something like generative grammar. I think you're right. The neurocognitive point of view is essential for looking at questions like this. Another thing I can say is that there's quite a lot of literature from which that kind of claim is made, and not just the Bible, but a lot of different inspired literature. In fact, the ancient poets like Virgil, what they do at the beginning of the poem, they call upon their muse. This is a kind of a tradition. It's as if they want some spirit to come in and channel information to them. There are a number of works of literature that have supposedly been received in that way, and music too, some music compositions. It has been conjectured, in some cases, may be received from some sort.